잠시 후 영어 듣기 능력 평가가 시작됩니다. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2023학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, this Sunday I have to go to school. I need to practice for my dance performance at the school festival with my friends.
Okay, you've been practicing a lot. That's great. Would you like me to make you something for lunch?
That would be wonderful. If you could make something for my friends too, that would be great.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, were you selected for the international internship program?
I don't know yet. I'm still waiting for the results. As far as I know, they'll be posted online at around 3 p.m. today.
I heard the list was posted on the website a little while ago.
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kelly, what are you doing on your laptop?
I'm working on a group science project, Dad, but I can't open the file that my classmate sent me.
Let me see. Oh, you need a special program to open it. The program is installed on the computer in the living room.
4번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, viewers. Thank you for visiting my channel. Today, I'd like to talk about how travel can impact one's self-development. For example, while traveling, we may experience difficult situations like having flights canceled, getting lost, or dealing with language barriers. In many of these situations, travel insurance won't help, so we must solve the problems ourselves. This helps us develop our problem-solving skills. Also, travel can boost our confidence in adapting to different places and cultures. By getting out of our comfort zone and trying new experiences, we can expand our comfort zone and feel relaxed in various environments. I'd love to hear what you think about today's topic, so please leave your comments below.
5번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm the school health teacher, Mr. Adams. Recently, a lot of students have come down with an eye illness. Since this is very infectious, maintaining personal and school hygiene is extremely important. So I'd like to emphasize some guidelines to follow at school for your and everyone's health. First, wash your hands often to prevent the spread of germs. Second, don't share personal belongings such as towels or eye drops with your friends. Lastly, open the windows in the classroom regularly to increase the airflow. Let's all work together to create a healthy school environment. Thank you.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Robin, what have you been up to lately?
Working out. I recently bought a home gym set.
Cool, but be careful. I heard that a lot of people are getting hurt while working out at home these days.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've been hurting themselves while using their equipment.
Oh no. In what ways?
I read that people have been getting their fingers pinched in their workout machines and cutting their leg on sharp edges of their equipment.
I see. I'll be more careful when working out not to hurt myself using mine.
That's good. We should be careful when using home workout equipment.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Haley, what are you watching?
I'm watching a news video. Did you know that a huge meteor is going to crash into Earth in a few weeks?
What? Let me see.
Come on, Haley. You know that site is widely known for posting fake news, right?
Really? I didn't know that.
There is a lot of fake news online these days, so it's really important for you to use your critical thinking skill.
Critical thinking skill? What's that?
It's your ability to analyze something carefully and judge if it's true or false.
So how does that help identify fake news?
It allows you to be able to tell fake news from real news by cross-checking different information and determining what's actually true.
I see. Then I'm going to use my critical thinking skill when I watch news videos.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi. I've been taking swimming lessons here since last week.
Oh, I see. How do you like them?
They've been great.
Glad to hear that. What can I do for you today?
This is my first time driving here. How much is it for parking?
Oh, if you're taking swimming lessons, you can park for free for up to 3 hours.
That's great.
You just have to register your car with us.
All right. Can I do that here?
Sure. Just fill out this application form.
Okay. Here you are.
Great. Your car is registered. Now you can park for free.
Excellent. Thanks.
9번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number one.
Excuse me, I think you dropped something on the floor.
No, that's not mine. Thanks anyway. Number two.
Do you want to join the lunch meeting?
Sorry, I'm afraid I can't. Number three.
Watch out, the floor is slippery.
Oh, thank you. I'll be careful. Number four.
It's raining outside. Don't forget to bring an umbrella.
I know. I've already got one. Number five.
Can I sit next to you?
Sure. This seat isn't taken.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Amy. Congratulations on being elected as the Student Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
So, have you started preparing for the first Student Council meeting tomorrow?
Yeah. Yesterday, some other members and I cleaned up the Student Council room.
That's good, Amy.
After cleaning, we arrange the desks and chairs for the meeting.
Then it sounds like you're all ready.
Well, not yet. Actually, I made a handout for the meeting. Would you mind printing it for me?
No problem. How many copies do you need?
I need 30 copies.
Okay. Just send me the file in an email.
Great. Thanks a lot for your help.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 모임 장소를 변경한 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Kevin. I'm sorry I couldn't attend the book club meeting last time.
That's okay, Jane. I know you were busy moving. So how's your new apartment?
It's lovely. By the way, the next club meeting is this Saturday, right?
Yeah, but I had to change the meeting place.
Oh, really? Why?
Because the place we've been going to will be closed for a month due to remodeling.
Really? I've enjoyed meeting there because the room is big and well-equipped.
Me too. And the wireless internet is really fast.
So where's the new meeting place?
We're going to meet at Uptown Meeting Spot near Langford Subway Station.
Okay, I know that place. See you there.
12번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불한 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Golden River Park Rentals. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to rent a tent. Can you tell me how much it costs?
It depends on how long you use the tent. It's $20 for 2 hours or $40 for a full day.
I just need a tent for 2 hours.
Okay. Do you need anything else?
Yes. How much are picnic blankets to rent?
They're $5 each.
I'll also rent 2 blankets.
Okay. Do you live in Golden River City? If so, you get a 10% resident discount with your ID.
Yes, I do. Great. Here's my ID and credit card.
Thanks. Here's your receipt. I'll go get you your tent and blankets.
13번 대화를 듣고 스카이뷰 핫 에어 벌룬 프로그램에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jason. How was the Skyview hot air balloon program yesterday?
It was awesome. The view from up in the sky was truly amazing. You should try it someday.
I really want to. How long was the program?
It was 1 hour, from 8 to 9 a.m.
I see. And did you get a student discount like you said you might?
Yes. The normal price is $100 per person, but there's a 20% student discount.
Awesome. I think I'll try the program next weekend.
Cool. But don't wait to buy your ticket, because there's a 10-person limit.
Thanks for letting me know. I'll buy it tonight. Is there anything I should bring?
Yes. Make sure you bring your ID.
I'll do that. Thanks.
14번 네임 아월 바이시클 쉐어링 서비스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Greendale residents. I'm Catherine James, Mayor of Greendale. In an effort to make our city more eco-friendly, we're going to start a bicycle sharing service throughout the city in June. And we would like you, the Greendale residents, to name the service. So we're holding an event called Name Our Bicycle Sharing Service. From now until May 14th, submit your name ideas on the city website. Any Greendale resident can participate. Names must be 5 or less words. We'll select 5 of the names and post them to the city website. Then Greendale residents will vote on the best one. The person whose name wins will be given a lifetime bicycle sharing service membership. We're looking forward to your creative ideas. Thank you.
15번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 갈 워터파크를 고르시오.
Honey, what are you looking at?
This is a list of water parks in the Midwest. I was thinking we could take the kids to one during summer vacation for a trip.
Sounds great. Let's choose one.
All right. While the other two locations are okay, I think Madison is too far away. It's a 3-hour drive from here. As you know, the kids sometimes get car sick.
Right. And I don't want to spend more than $30 per person. So let's not choose this one.
Okay. And look, this water park closes at 6 p.m. You know the kids will want to stay later than that.
For sure. We'd better choose one that closes later.
It's down to these two choices. Oh, this one has a wave pool. The kids would love it. Why don't we go there?
Okay, let's go to that water park.
Hi,
Emily. How's your science fair project going?
Not so good. My team is really struggling.
Why? What's wrong?
We're trying to make a dancing robot, but it's not working out.
What do you mean?
Whenever we turn on the robot, it falls down. We had a meeting about it last night, but we still couldn't figure out why it keeps falling.
Have you looked for information online?
Yes, but we couldn't find anything helpful.
That's unfortunate.
I wish there was someone who could help us out.
17번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. Patterson. Can I come in?
Hi, Michelle. Sure thing. What brings you here today?
I'd like to talk to you about an idea I have for an environmental club activity.
Great. Let's hear it.
I thought it would be cool to build nesting boxes for birds for our next club activity.
That sounds fun. What made you think of that idea?
Well, there are a lot of birds around school, so I was thinking about how to give them more places to live in. And since nesting boxes are easy to make, I thought it would be a good way we could help the local ecosystem.
That's such a great idea. Nesting boxes can give birds a safe place to live in.
Right. Do you know if the school has the materials we would need to build them?
I have to check. But you should first make a plan with all of the club members.
18번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수가 지호에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sue and Jiho are high school students who are very interested in ancient Korean history. They decide to create an ancient Korean history club at school together. To make the club, they need to have at least 7 members. Therefore, they decide to recruit members for the club for a week. Jiho creates a recruitment poster, and Sue posts it on the school bulletin board. Now, a week later, Sue finds that only 3 students have signed up for the club. She thinks that if they continue recruiting for a few more days, more students will join the club. So Sue wants to suggest to Jiho that they extend the time to recruit students. In this situation, what would Sue most likely say to Jiho?
19번과 20번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, I'm Katie Smith from the Wolford Research Institute for Health. Today I'm going to talk about whole grains, focusing on what nutrients they have and why they are healthy for us. The first whole grain is quinoa. It contains a moderate amount of fat, a lot of fiber, and essential amino acids. The second is barley. It provides fiber, vitamins, and minerals. The third one is brown rice. It's widely known that brown rice is more nutritious than other types of rice, such as white rice, because it has a higher fiber content, magnesium, and other nutrients. The last one is oats. They're rich in calcium, iron, and vitamin B. Consuming these whole grains provides great health benefits such as weight loss, lower blood sugar levels, and a reduced risk of heart disease. They're amazing, aren't they?
19번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 20번. 언급된 곡물이 아닌 것을 고르시오. 수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2020 3학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.